Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's start. Let's get the Philly stuff right from the top. Jim Bowden, former GM, Major League Baseball GM, now MLB Network, MLB Network Radio. He's on CBS Sports HQ. He says the Phillies, still the team to get Bryce Harper. Here he is.
Are they your favorites to land Bryce Harper?
No, they're certainly not. And Vegas isn't wrong very often, but this is going to be one of those times where they are going to be wrong. A couple of things that Bryce Harper's camp has made clear to me is, number one, Bryce Harper wants to win. And if he were to go to a team that's not ready to win, he wants to make sure within a year or two that they can win, because his goal is to win a world championship. And that's not going to happen in San Francisco or San Diego for me. The other thing that I was told early this morning from his camp is that he has no interest in a short-term deal. And that's exactly what the San Francisco Giants publicly came out and said they were offering him, is a short-term deal. And that's just not going to work for Bryce Harper. I don't mind the teams trying to get it done. It's a late date. We're into February. But every indication is he is going to get a long-term deal here, and he is going to end up on a team that's contending. And if I had to pick a favorite for Bryce Harper in this particular minute, I probably would stay with the Philadelphia Phillies.
There you go. Well, Jack's feeling better about it. I don't know if I am.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's not because of that, but it was after yesterday where it dawned on me that the Phillies are the only team that's willing to give Bryce Harper what he's looking for.
You're right.
So
you're right.
That's what it boils down to. And I'm going to be content. Jack, you've been right the whole time. We just have to be patient. I'm going to be content and happy whenever he does sign, because in my mind, he's a Philly. He's a Philly. Nobody else is paying Bryce Harper. Philly's got the most money, got the best situation for him, big city. Now, the Phillies just need to quit playing around and
get it done.
Just get it done.
I feel like the most important factor is they will be able to make a final offer.
Exactly.
No matter what.
Yeah,
Boris
no matter
will come
what,
back to them.
No matter what, Boris is coming back to the Phillies.
Of course he is.
Yes.
Yep. So
he's going to be a Philly.
Some of the people close to the situation say it could happen this week, i.e. tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. All right. So Tom Wilson, check this out. He's a Capitals defenseman. Bryce Harper unfollowed him on Twitter. So Harper's unfollowing Washington-based athletes. Listen.
I know a couple of us got the unfollow the other day, so I don't know if that's writing on the wall or what. But
so if he starts following Claude Giroux or yeah. Joe Thorne, we got some problems.
Yeah, I know he always keeps it pretty tight, but that'll be a hint for sure if that ever happens.
It's weird.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I've been on Twitter since 2011. I don't know if I've unfollowed anybody.
Yeah, I'm not a big unfollower.
I don't know if I've unfollowed anybody.
No, if I'll mute somebody if I don't want to.
Oh, yeah, you're getting mute in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And you push me, I'll block your ass.
Yeah.
But I haven't unfollowed one.
I've had some people unfollow me.
1,800 people. I'm sure somebody's unfollowed me. I'm just saying, Bryce Harper, why are you unfollowing people?
Bryce Harper also only follows one baseball player in his whole feed. Who is
that? Mike Trout. Yeah, that's Mike Trout. Yeah, I already know that.
Yeah, that's trying too hard when you do that. It just doesn't make sense. Why are you unfollowing athletes? Like, what do you care?
Like, what does that mean? Like, what are you doing?
It's very weird.
I don't like that.
It's very weird. All right, JT Realmuto on with Ange this morning, talking about Philadelphia fans.
You know, it's pretty easy to sell me on Philadelphia, because everybody I've talked to, Schneider, actually, I know you remember Brian Schneider.
Yeah.
He was my catching coach over in Miami, and he was the first person I called when I got traded. He said, man, you're going to love it. The fans are the best. They're passionate. You know, so from that conversation on, I've been nothing but excited to get there and play.
Wow, someone actually saying something positive about Philadelphia fans,
man.
Ike?
Yeah, and I remember old Schneider. So you got to come here and experience it, man. Forget about all those preconceived feelings you have about the city and what you've heard. Man, I guarantee you, Alshon didn't know it was going to be like this when he came here. Right? Like, there are plenty of guys that have come here. Chris Long didn't know it was going to be like this when he came here.
Yeah, Chris, you can tell Chris Long there's a special connection with the city. And listen, winning the Super Bowl helps too.
Man. Oh, you would. Well, yeah, for sure.
let's go to Boban.
I think that does help.
Bobby and Toby. Bobby talking about being traded with Toby. Here he is.
Because it's Tobias, he's in the room next to me and say, where are you going? He just show up from the room and say, where are you going? I say, yeah, I get traded. He say, me too. I say, yeah, they go together. Yes.
There you go.
For the third time, I think.
Yep. Yeah, they're a package deal. Like, trade one, you have to trade the other. That means you have to re-sign Bobby. Is he a free agent after the season, too? I don't even remember. Is he
in the contract? All three of them are free agents after the season.
Yeah, four of them.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. Just because Joel Embiid plays 35 minutes doesn't mean you need to play him 13 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, I like him. I think he's a great personality in the town, but in certain matchups, I don't know if you need to necessarily bring him in for at all.
Yeah, he's the victory cigar, man.
I mean, his wingspan 7'10". Yeah. I mean, he's a freak.
I mean, my God. That dude. He does not move very far.
He doesn't.
No.
It's fun when he comes on the court, but.
Yes, everybody gets excited.
Yeah.
Me, I'm more or less like, Lord, let's get these minutes over with fast.
No, but it's like a circus act when he comes out there. Yeah. People are excited because it's going to be good basketball.
Yeah, great point.
All right, finally, good old Michael Jordan. He couldn't play along. So James Harden, the other night, James Harden had to literally jump through hoops to score 30 points to extend his streak of 30 points or more. Russell Westbrook has how many triple-doubles in a row?
10.
Yeah. So you think MJ is going to play along and tell him how excited he is about the streak? Take a listen.
Both. They all both hard, you know, and uniquely, it shows the talent, you know, that we have within the league. It shows still progression within the league. I'm very proud of how both guys have done because they're making their mark for the league, and I think it really helps the growth of the league, which is harder from a player standpoint. Six championships for all games.
Never gives you an inch. He's never giving you an inch. When he compliments you, it's a backhanded compliment. And he's going to make sure when he's done, that you're under him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know what, though? Who doesn't want that dude? Who doesn't want that dude? The ruthless killer, Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Jack, do you get it?
Who doesn't want that dude?
Do you get the Jordan love? Do you get the Jordan GOAT status?
Do I get why people love him so much?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
I'm not even a Jordan fan.
He's fine.
No, I grew up a Magic Johnson fan.
But people that grew up where that grew up, I'm not going to say as a kid, but a young adult, with Jordan in the 90s,
yes.
You won't be able to tell that person that anybody in sports is better than Michael Jordan.
They idolize him. That whole generation idolizes him.
You're right.
Michael Jordan is the best athlete, biggest athlete, that has come around here in at least 50 years.
Ever, yeah.
You could say ever. Nobody has touched sports from a obviously had a social impact that the guys in the 60s did. We understand Jackie Robinson. I'm not disrespecting anybody from that standpoint. I'm just talking about the global iconic figure that's Michael Jordan, man.
Nike.
LeBron will never, ever, ever, ever touch that. Because you know why?
Forever, ever?
Because it's more than just advertisement. You actually got to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the dude who backed it up.
You see that? He
wasn't just commercials and advertisement. He backed it up.
Yeah, he practiced harder than anybody. He punching people in practice.
He backed it up, dude.
You saw the Sixer-Laker game, Joe got that rebound and ran all the way coast to coast and dunked it. You see who was behind Joe that stopped running early in that play? LeBron. I'll show you the video. I mean, he literally just stopped running. He didn't even try. He could have very easily hustled, done something about it. Nope.
Yeah, it's about to be a dark 4 years for you Bron's out there. Boy, y'all going to have a hard time dealing with this reality.
Come on, it's your team.
Ain't my
not
team.
Anymore.
Not your team.
Not anymore.
Ain't my team. So he's staying that.
888-729-9494. Mark Cenerice. Yeah, you'll be back when he's gone.
No, you know what? I'm out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm out.
Look at you.
I'm out.
888-729.
I'm all the way sixered up, bro.
94.
I'm all the way in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.